Been checking in with a number of leaders of franchises, as we call them, and Steve Mitchell is the CEO of the Titans, been there a couple of years. There is a path to success that they're treading at the moment after a semi-final appearance last year. It's great to have Steve on the line. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you? Good morning.
Yeah, really well. Thanks for your time this morning. How are things tracking for season 2022 with the Gold Coast Titans? Based on what you were able to achieve last year in difficult circumstances, difficult for everyone, I'd guess there's a fair amount of excitement.
Yeah, there is. There's a really good group of men here. We've been lucky in the fact that we've been able to recruit a really good group of like-minded young men that are working really, really hard. The team is young. We've got a lot of years of in front of us. Tino Fasulmala-Awe, you know, Dave Fafita, Toby Sexton, Moaki Fotoaika, AJ Brimson. There's a big chunk, Jaden Campbell, Toby Sexton. There's a big chunk, Phil Simon. There's a big chunk of these guys that are between the ages of 19 and 23, to be honest, nearly two-thirds of the squad. So we're working really, really hard together and focused and excited about the future. And I think that finals appearance for us last year, or in 21, I should say, is just giving them a little bit of an understanding of what they can do. And then it's also left them with a level of disappointment in regard to what they might have been able to achieve. So we've had a very solid first block of pre-season. And, we are pragmatically optimistic about the coming season, if that's a term.
Steve, I wanted to ask you about Tino. He signed a long-term deal with you guys. It was a little bit of a shock, but a surprise to everyone with the Dolphins that they weren't able to lure him away, that you were able to keep him and on such a long-term deal. How much of a positive was that, and what did it sort of say about your club?
Oh, it was enormous for us. It was a really, really important part. He's a very considered man, Tino. He's a genuine leader moving forward. He turns 22 next month. Very young, but leads from the front. Hot aspirations for where the club can go and where it can be. But credit to him. He was very diligent about his decision, and he took some time. He's considered around. There's a lot of respect for Wayne. He has a lot of respect for the franchise, Redcliffe, and he comes from Gympie, so it's closer to home again. But I think he believes in Justin Holbrook, and he believes in the culture that we're developing down here. And he also wants to win a premiership. And the Gold Coast has never been successful in holding a Proven Summers Trophy above its head on the Goldie. And I think he genuinely wants to do that over the next 5 years. So it was enormous for us, and it was a huge endorsement for what Justin's doing, the high performance system in there, the club itself, and the rest of the player group, just they bolt on the back of that. So it was huge for us, and we're very grateful for him. But he's a humble young man. He's got a lot of leadership qualities to him, and we're really excited about what that means for us moving forward. Isaac Leo, who came up from the Roosters, I think will really help mentor him and bring him on in regard to his play on the field consistently throughout the year. So we're excited for Tino, and we got his little brother with us as well, Isaac, who's pushing his older brother, and it's a great dynamic to watch. They're a very close family. His family's around the club as well, which adds to our the cultural bond within the organisation. So it was huge for us. Really positive. We're very grateful for him coming with us, and we're looking forward to that young man. At one point he'll captain us for sure.
Yeah, well, Steve, that's the interesting thing. You talk about the lack of successes the Titans as a franchise. The good thing for you and the good thing for Tino is that you're going to win two premierships in the next decade. Well, that's what you told us. Give us the origins of that. I know that Brendan Gale did it quite famously in the AFL, talked about Richmond, and they actually ended up winning three premierships. Why? Give me the motivation for you making that statement.
Well, there's two parts to it. We've got a young roster. We've spent the last 3 years basically building a team of athletes, as I said before, that are quite young. And then what are we here for ultimately? If we're going to work out what our purpose is and our value set and our behavioural pieces have been a fair chunk or a basis for our success to date, and ultimately what are we going to do and what are we going to achieve? And let's call that out and sit down pragmatically with the coach and say, what's this window look at? If these guys continue to develop, we get the cohesiveness within the squad, we get the composition right, we move forward and they're excited about where we're going, we need to land a premiership. Ultimately, that is what the club's a charter is. You know, they bring success to the Gold Coast. When will that fall? And Justin, you know, I've had a lot of conversations, agree that there's probably a window, not probably, there's a window between here and 24-5. And then we've got this group, the owners that took over the club, for the Kellys and the Frizzells that took over the club 4 years ago, took it back off the from the NRL, have spent a lot of money in what we call the Titans, Future Titans program,
yeah,
which is basically invested in all these kids coming through our local competitions in Palm Beach, Crum and Keebra, Marsden, Coomabah, Marymount, and these, this phenomenal nursery that sits here in the region where the kids used to go to the Bronx, or they'd go to the Chooks, or they'd end up in Parramatta and they'd go elsewhere. They're now staying here. So we've got this really big building, second tier group of kids that are coming through between the ages of 16 and 19 now that are really starting to, we've got four of the Australian schoolboys players, we've got nine of the PBC team that won the state carnival. You know, these really good high quality kids that are in a good system. We believe that that group, and then obviously complemented with very strategic recruiting from other regions around that, there'll be a second window for us open up in that period between 25 and 30, and we need to land both of them. You know, if we're going to, if we're serious about what we are and who and what we're doing as a group, that's what's possible. So let's call it out. And, you know, that's our roadmap. But to complement that too, we've spent a lot of time working on our NRLW team, and we've been able to put together a formidable squad and athletes from the Gold Coast who played here. Crane Brown set the Burley Bears up early. She then went away but played in Brizzy, but played State of Origin for a long time, played for the Gillaroos and Georgia Hale and Tasman Gray. And we've got a group, I think there's 13 of the girls now in the Origin squad. So that NRLW squad is going to be formidable when they can get going. And we're looking forward to success with them. Arguably, these girls have got a balance of youth and maturity, probably a little bit more developed than what our NRL squad is, and this, the ability for them to have success early in the next couple of years, I think, is real. And they bring so much else to the club. You know, they don't play full time. They basically work, study, raise families, and a lot of these girls, as you see me, they have to work in order to continue, you know, keep the lights on at home, but they play the sport and train like they're full time. And what that brings in regard to the quality of people you have in your organisation is just quite phenomenal. They're amazing guys, and they bring great characteristics to the business. So I think both of them together, we're doing dual appearances now and dual functions and dual signings, and you know our female players jump in front of cameras. They're very articulate. They're great endorsers. They're passionate about the sport, and it's just adding this dynamic to the business where you're watching both athletes sort of grow and learn from each other. So it's exciting to be in the middle of it, to be honest, to be a part of it. We're very, very fortunate.
Yeah, it's great to hear you say that, Steve, because we've seen how that sort of works in other sports when cricket in particular and football have brought in that female participation. It's just grown the sport incredibly. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the Dolphins. When that was announced, you were so positive about them coming into the competition, and I found it really interesting, but given in a challenging market where it's already hard to lure fans away from the Broncos and, you know, you've got another team up there to compete with, but you saw it in such a positive way. Can you just tell me how it's going to help your club?
Yeah, well, there's pressures, right? There's any sort of competition is going to apply pressure to you, but ultimately that it should make you better. Because if you go to work and get better at your science, and you've got to watch the sort of culture that you're developing inside your business. Make sure your players are inside your footy department. Make sure your players are happy being there. They believe completely in the fact that you're going to make them the best that they can be. Ensure that you've got the right coach there. Treat your commercials and your sponsors and your consumers the right way. And then you ultimately get better at your own business because of the pressure, as opposed to, you know, capitulating and worrying about it. So there's no doubt that the Dolphins have added inflationary pressure in areas where we needed to pay a little bit more for players. But ultimately, the better the work environment you create, the longer you're going to hold the people that work for the organisation, the stronger you'll become. But the Dolphins will grow participation, they'll grow fandom, they'll grow the local derbies. And the Dolphins come down here the first time Wayne brings a team down in 23. We'll get 23,000 people at the game. So yeah, that's great for the game. It's increased the size of the, you know, our commercial contracts from the broadcasters. That's great for the game. It means we can invest that back into both genders' participation, from, you know, juniors right through to seniors. So it is progression. And it does is a lot of upside, but it also means you need to go to work and get your business in a good position. And then ultimately, the game's better for it. It dictates the way a player's behavioural feel, because you can't afford to have poor behaviour away from the paddock. It dictates the way you actually, how much time you actually spend developing the women's game, how much time you spend in your pathways and bringing grassroots on. So ultimately, it makes you actually apply yourself to your trade a lot harder, and then brings more people in the game. So it's a really positive move.
I would suggest that the Western Sydney Wanderers made Sydney FC better. I would suggest that the Greater Western Sydney Giants made the Sydney Swans better, because they had to be, because there was competition there. So I understand what you're saying there, Steve. Just on that, commercial partners, we're great fans of Top Sport here, and they've come on as a sponsor of the team, which is great. Anthony Don has retired and become an ambassador, and gee whiz, I don't think Hollywood's going to come knocking on his door anytime soon, Steve. Have you seen the ad?
Yeah, I watched it when I was being built, mate. I don't know, Jimmy, don't call too early. He's a funny bloke, Anthony. Look, he loves to ham it up. He's good like that. He's a witty, funny man, and I think he's a great ambassador for him. And Lloyd and Tristan Merlihan, the Top Sport guys, they've been fantastic partners for us. And they're very similar to a lot of organisations on the coast that are based on the Gold Coast, but moving out nationally and internationally, and you know, progressive businesses launching new brands. And these guys are really aligned to that same mentality that we have. And it's fun to have, like, see Anthony doing his part for them. The response to that's been very, very strong. You're right, Jimmy. We might need to put him into a couple of acting classes, but it's early days. It's early days.
He's very funny. Even his retirement was very funny.
He's a great bloke, Anthony. He's a beautiful bloke, but he's always good. There's always a level of fun around it, you know, which is great. Fantastic.
I know you've got very high ambitions that you've set out for the next 10 years. What about in the immediate future? What about 2022? What do you think is a pass mark, and what are you hoping for?
Yeah, well, I think as an organisation, we're really, really excited about the promise of 2022. The NRL squad, what Justin's doing, what we've seen in the first block of preseason, and the men that have come to that team, and just their focus around clarity and what their role is and the values that they believe in, I think we're gonna be really competitive in 2022. I think part of our purpose is to make our communities proud. I think the Gold Coast can genuinely now reach out and go, wow, this is a team they're going to be proud of on the field. I think you're going to see, if they're not winning on the field, you're going to see a team that's playing, giving enormous levels of effort on the field. So that's going to resonate throughout the community. We've still got a year, another year of finals footy ahead of us to develop what we need to develop internally. But we're going to be really, really strong this year, which is going to be super exciting for the coast, I think. And then our other chapters are our NRLW squad, who I said earlier, I think that they will hit the ground flying. They've got two seasons, obviously. We're playing the 21 season in February. That our first home game is the night that our NRL men play the Warriors, and March 19. The girls play the Broncos here. It'll be a game prior to it. Yeah, so the local derby between the Gold Coast and the Bronx, and those athletes are friends, but they're also huge rivals. So and there'll be a fair bit of feeling in that game. So that'll be phenomenal. So we're looking. I can't wait for that, to be honest. That first round. So those. I think our NRLW squad will play the 21 season really, really well. And then I think at the back end of the year, when they come back to play 22, having had a season under their belt, they'll be super strong at the back of the year. And then in the middle of it, we've launched Titans Netball. So we've got a netball. Titans Netball plays in the Sapphire Series, state-based netball side that feeds through to the... Sorry, netball competition feeds through to the super super sides. We've got a lady who's heading that up by name of Tema Parra George. Tema Parra is a New Zealander, played 86 test match for the Ferns over the 17-year period, high-level coaching background, returned back to the equivalent of, I think it's still the ANZ Cup, the Super Netball League as a 43-year-old 3 years ago and won it again.
Wow.
So super athlete, phenomenal, but culture-based, values-based, done a phenomenal job in regard to reaching out. There's six netball associations on the coast, 11,500 players. So they'll play in, they play in Titans colours under a Titans netball brand. But we've got their socials set up ready to go, and the response from the community on that's been super strong. So we'll push them, we'll push that 2 years pretty hard, and then start knocking on Netball Australia's door about a super side on the Gold Coast. But I think that that side, having a look at the way they trial, they had 120 athletes roll up for trials, and I think Tarapara's put a really good squad away. So I'm pumped about seeing that. They kick off in February after the NRLW is finished. So we've got plenty happening this year.
Yeah.
And we're pretty excited for the quality of the squads in the three of them. So yeah, the organisation's we're aligned at the moment, and we're pumped. We've got a lot going on. So
You've got a lot going on.
It sounds great. You're excited for 2022, so are we, Steve. Great to have some time with you today, and we really wish you all the very best for the upcoming season.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for your time.
Steve Mitchell there, CEO of the Titans. They're going to be a strong side. AJ Brimson, Jaden Campbell.
He's an impressive CEO, isn't he, that he's taking in the netball and all every part of it, not just the rugby league.
Got to.
Yeah.
You've got to be forward thinking like that. Yeah. We better take a break. We'll be back with more.